Welcome to the Sunday Class Dance 47, first broadcast on the Nation Station Radio GH on Sunday the 16th of January 2022. Hello again. And I hope you are going to enjoy this week's programme, for which I have chosen RSCDS Stirling Branch's 90th anniversary CD, Stirling at 90, which includes tracks for all the dances in the Bannockburn 700, plus five others. This is an excellent CD from Nicol McLaren and the Glen Craig Band, and so we will hear no fewer than six tracks today. The opening jig today is Jim's Haberdashery, the dance devised by Alan McPherson for the retirement of Jimmy Taylor as RSCDS Stirling Branch Chairman in 1990, after 25 years of service to the branch. The dance title was the name affectionately given to the Society's shop, originally Strathspey Sales, which, as finance convener, Jimmy instigated. The dance is an 8x40 jig, with certain resonance of shifting bobbins to my mind, with its flowing symmetrical movements. There are two versions for the final eight bars, and the deviser said, about the alternate version, that the original seemed to cause difficulty for many dancers who appeared unable to phrase it correctly, and he reluctantly changed it to a more conventional finish. So either version is acceptable, but it would be good if teachers and dancers made the effort to learn Alan's original instructions, which are not difficult. Thank you. Nicol and the Glen Craig played The Bugle Call by Felix Burns, Keithick Lodge Two-Step by Nicol McLaren, Willie and Bertha's Two-Step by Andrew Hewson, and Bert Shorthouse's The Olibri Two-Step for the 8x40 jig Jim's Haberdashery. To complement our six tracks from Stirling at 90, I have tried to choose a wide mix of other dances and musicians. We will now have our own Ewan Galloway, with his dance band, playing for the very popular four-couple reel A Trip to Bavaria. Ewan played Remots of Hereford by Hamish Mingus, which is generally accepted as the lead tune for A Trip to Bavaria, though the dance deviser, James McGregor Brown, has said he doesn't like it. James originally composed a tune for this dance in 1960 following a Glasgow group trip to Munich and produced a short film of the dance to his own tune and the second tune of Dice de Laddie, which he sent to his Munich hosts. All trace of this tune have been lost. Ewan followed Hamish's tune with Bill Sutherland by Adam Rennie and two from Andrew Rankin, tribute to Lindsay Ross, and James Forrester Rankin. Our 8x Strathbay is from Stirling at 90, and the second of three which I've chosen by Alan McPherson. Miss Shearer's Strathbay is a tribute in 2001 from RSCDS Stirling to Miss A.N. Nana Shearer, the senior teacher in the branch, in recognition of over 55 years of dedicated and distinguished service to the branch and society. While the dance offers plenty of inclusion for second and third couples, there are no difficult formations, and the music is a joy to listen to. Thank you. first tune for Miss Shearer Strathspey was Les Trois Grandes Luthiers by James Scott Skinner, and Nicol followed it with seven other airs. Our next jig is one we have had before, from the Dunfermline 90th book, the 3x40 The Skeely Skipper by Olaf Olafsson. Although one start the dance, they immediately cast to the bottom, and in the last 16 bars, threes in second place are dancing couple. The Dunfermline 90th CD was recorded by Frank Thompson and his band. The three tunes there for the Skeely Skipper were Liz's Delight by Lindsay Hewitt, Audrey Cant of Craigton by John Hubend, and Bill Black's Button Box by Willie Hunter. The title dance from this week's CD is a 5x32 bar reel devised in 2016 by Norma MacLeod. Ones and threes are dancing couples. They cross down one place as twos and fours step up, and then using the hand that takes them outside, they half turn the fours or fives, then dancing half figure of eight up through that couple to 4-1-5-3. Either end dance right hands across while ones turn right hand, then end couples turn left hand whilst others dance two left hand teapots. Either end dance two couples set and rotate, or chase clockwise halfway and cross right hand with partner. The first tune is Speed the Plough. Thank you. we heard Speed the Plough, Mrs. Norman McKeegan by Dan McDonald, Astrid's Peary Tune by Ronald Jameson, Laxo Burn by Arthur Scott Robertson, and Bill Morris of Bressay by Ian R. Muir for the five-couple reel Stirling at 90. Now we medley. You know I like a medley. The Porting Capple Oak was devised by Anne Thorne of Helensburgh in 2011 and is a 32-bar square set danced once in Strathspey time and then in real time. The dance was published by Anne in The Magic of Music Book 2 in 2015 along with the requested tunes Shores of Loch Long and Fiolan Burn, both by David Hall. Sadly, there is no recording for this dance or of those tunes. So I have chosen Six Times S, played by Marian Anderson and her band on the Belfast Diamond Jubilee CD. The dances. All dance an interlocking or double ladies' chain with half right hand across in the middle, set and turn partner, set and turn corner, half shehalion reel, circle, and repeat in real time. Played Mr. William Davidson by Joseph Lowe and Miss Robertson's Reel by Robert McIntosh. Now to a well-known RSCDS jig from Book 36. Quarry's jig was devised by Kent Smith of Chicago for David and Avril Quarry. The dance has a unique 12-bar corner formation from bars 17 to 28, where all the handing occurs on the first corner diagonal and the key is not to rush, two bars for each move. At least 10 recordings exist for this dance, but I like Robert Whitehead and the Danelaw Band from Strictly Scottish Volume 1. lead tune there was Mrs. Muir Mackenzie's Favourite by Charles Sharp, and it was followed by two by Lindsay Ross, Ian McIntosh of Pine House, and Patricia Ann Douglas, and the fourth tune was Warwick's Land by Andrew Rankin. Back to our featured publication, and square sets, for the third Alan Macpherson dance, Mrs. Milne of Kinneff, who was Doris Milne, a pianist of long standing with Stirling Branch. I find that I like this Strasbourg the first and second times through, but then somehow I've had enough. But don't let me put you off it. The lead tune is The Rose of Allendale by Sidney Nelson, and then we will hear three of Nicol's own tunes, Miss Chumbly and Majori Banks' Favourite, The Red Rose, and Mrs. Joan Russell. That was Nicol McLaren and the Glen Craig Band with Mrs. Milne of Kinneff. It would be rare to have a dance programme without a John Drury dance, and this isn't one of those. The 3x48 bar reel, The Sound of Harris, was dedicated to Valerie Harris of Ontario. John wrote, "The Sound of Harris is the sea between Harris and North Uist in the Outer Hebrides. It is also Valerie's laugh." The dance has a couple of interesting features. A full tandem reel of three, with each couple dancing as one person. And then con something hands across, as in Alison Rose, where the men dance left hand across and the ladies right hand, but changing with your partner to the other wheel when you meet. I've chosen the oldest recording, the LP of 1984, for the London Highland Club Diamond Jubilee by Andrew Rankin and his band, especially for Derek Hamilton, who I know enjoys Andrew's band sound. Three traditional hornpipes for The Sound of Harris. Andrew Rankin played Miss Gayton's hornpipe, the Chester hornpipe, and the trumpet hornpipe for John Drury's dance, The Sound of Harris. Earlier we had Miss Shira Strathspey, and now we will have her jig for Mrs. Rachel Prentice, when she retired in 1990 after 25 years of being the treasurer. One set, cast, cross down, and cast up. Three couples advance and retire, and ones turn one and a half into promenade hold. Half reel of three across with the twos, and then half across with the threes. Ones cross out through the top, and all three couples turn one and a half to own sides. Sounds like you might get a couple of earls in there, Sheila and Billy. Thank you. three of Nichols' tunes there, L.J. Ginger, Catherine Hoskins, and Andy Buchanan of Megami, and finishing with Jig for Judy by Graham Mitchell. A nice little three-couple Strathspey now before our last dance, and this is Annan Gold by Edith Ramwell, devised in 1999 and published in her third Kirkbray collection, for which Ian T. Muir recorded the CD. We will hear his live version from the Netherwood Hotel. That was Ian Muir of Prestwick, playing live at a holiday in the Netherwood Hotel. And the tunes were Wilson and Doris Richardson by Donald Ridley, The Boaty Rose, and Juris Deer by Lady Jane Scott. Our final dance is City of Stirling Reel by Roy Goldring, and presented to the Stirling branch after he taught at their day school in 2005. Stirling was one of the six new millennium cities. The tune, The Nether Bailey, was composed by Nicol McLaren, himself a branch member. The Nether Bailey is thought to be the oldest part of Stirling Castle. Unusually, the dance starts with a snowball chain, and then ones turn and chase with the first and then second corner positions. 'Tis a neat dance. No setting, so we could have started the programme with it. Thank you. I hope you have enjoyed these dances and tracks from Stirling at 90. Both the book, Bannockburn 700, and the CD are available from my website shop, and together only cost £16. Go on, treat yourself. Our play-out track today is from Will Marshall's CD, Destination Home, and is called A Celtic Journey. So before I leave you on that, just time to thank Derek and Ewan at Radio GH, and you all for listening. Hope to catch you again next week. Bye!